In the span of a week, lawmakers in the Idaho House voted to ban cities and counties from banning plastic grocery bags and took up a bill that could ban cities from increasing the minimum wage. That's after Haley residents voted 5 years ago on a bag ban and McCall residents voted last year on a higher minimum wage. Supporters of both pieces of legislation say they're business-friendly bills that would keep laws the same across the state. Gary Moncrief is a political science professor at Boise State and studies legislatures across the country. He told our Samantha Wright that such bans are not unusual.
No, it's actually very common. And it's probably a little more common right now than in the past for the simple reason that we have an extraordinary number of Republican-controlled state legislatures and state legislative chambers right now. It's something on the order of 70 out of the basically 199 state legislative chambers are now controlled by Republicans. So you have this very unusual array of chambers that are controlled by one party. In this case, it's the Republicans. And this is the most they've controlled in probably close to 75, 80 years. And then what you have at the city level, of course, is usually a more liberal or progressive attitude, you know, within cities. So what you have right now is a situation where cities are controlled by a kind of a progressive city council mayor view, and a lot of state legislatures are controlled by a more conservative Republican point of view. So that has certainly existed in the past, and we have seen this kind of situation in the past, but not to the extent that we see it right now. Right now, and actually for the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've seen this plastic ban kind of pushback from state legislatures. It's going on not only in Idaho. It happened last year in Arizona. It's going on in Texas right now, where some cities are passing a ban on plastic bags, and the state legislature has jumped in those cases. We're seeing it right now in some cities, as we are in Idaho, with minimum wage. You know, this is not the only state in which that's going on right now. Texas is another example of that. There's a lot of areas where this has happened in the past and is happening now as well.
Is there any outside influence that's affecting it?
Sure. In several ways. One is businesses generally are going to want a uniform state law. It's just easier for them to deal with it that way. And so we're seeing right now a lot of grocery store chains, et cetera, who are particularly interested in getting a uniform law through the state legislature. And we're seeing it in particular because of the dominance of Republican legislatures right now. We're seeing the influence of groups like ALEC, which is the American Legislative Exchange Group. It's a conservative kind of business-oriented group that tends to work especially with Republican policymakers at the legislative level. So this is not new. It's probably a little more prevalent right now just because of the particular array of who's in control where in the states and in the cities right now.
Do cities like McCall or Haley, do they have any recourse if the legislature passes this?
Depending on the state constitution, in most cases, the answer is going to be no. I mean, ultimately, when you think about it, you know, people want to talk about federalism here. Well, the federal relationship is the relationship between the states and the national government. The relationship between local governments and states is not at all a federal relationship. Local governments are not sovereign units. They are what are known as creatures of the state. The state created them. The state can do away with them. The state can take them over. We've seen the state take over the administration of schools in New Jersey, for example, in some cases. So local governments ultimately are pretty much at the mercy of the state.
Is this an unusual step for a legislature like Idaho's that has traditionally championed local control over interference from the federal government?
That's the hypocrisy of almost all politics. It's not just Idaho. We're all hypocrites in one way or another. Politicians are certainly not averse to that claim. You know, I'm fond of saying that, you know, when it comes to federalism, we're all hypocrites. You know, we're for a strong federal government when it suits us. We're for a strong state government when it suits us, depending on the issue and our particular position. I don't care who you are, you're a hypocrite when it comes to federalism and states' rights. And it's the same kind of thing at this level. You know, we're all kind of hypocrites about state power versus local power. And again, ultimately, in a much different way than what you find at the national state level, the states really do have the power over local governments.
That's Boise State Distinguished Professor Emeritus Gary Moncrief speaking with Samantha Wright. Moncrief is the co-author of the book Why States Matter. The bill to ban plastic grocery bags has passed the House, and the bill to ban cities from hiking the minimum wage will get a hearing in the House Business Committee.